Hello, Kim?
Who is this?
Hi there, my name is Al on the recorded line. We received an inquiry regarding the Roundup lawsuit. Were you the person that was exposed to the Roundup spray?
No.
Okay, was there a family member, loved ones that was using Roundup?
Yes, my husband.
Okay. And did your husband sustain any injuries? Were they diagnosed with any ailments?
Yes, he passed away from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I'm so sorry to hear that. If you don't mind me asking, when was he diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
2018.
Okay, and what when did he pass? What year did he pass?
He did all of his treatment. He got better, and then so it was 5 years. So he died in 22.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And did you already file a claim with an attorney?
I have not.
You haven't, okay.
Yeah.
And how old was your spouse when he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Let me see.
I can also help with the math if you.
He was born in 64.
Okay, so 1964.
And 2018.
2018 was his diagnosis.
Yeah.
So that would have been 64. He was 54 years old.
Was he 54? Yeah, apparently so, yeah.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in a Roundup lawsuit on behalf of your spouse?
Sure.
Okay. Are you the you are the next of kin, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and there's no executor. He did not leave any executor for his. No.
No, I mean, there was a will, but everything was left to me.
To you, okay. And did you, yes or no, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And I do want to let you know the call again is on the recorded line. Has anyone ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone electronically or sent a packet in the mail into your house regarding this lawsuit?
No. And who
Okay.
are you? And tell me, who are you calling with?
So we work with multiple different law firms. So it all just depends on the, the experience that your spouse went through and by answering, some of the questions that I ask, it helps us, gives us the understanding of which law firm will take the case. And then I'll pretty much let you know which law firm it would be. And in regards to the diagnosis, you said that he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that was after spraying Roundup.
Yeah, he used it a lot around the house, and we didn't know until it was,
Absolutely.
I don't have any proof, even though, we did ask the doctor about it,
Absolutely.
and but he was really sick, and I think the doctor
Yeah.
was just like,
That's why the lawsuit exists, is because not everyone understood the, the effects of using Roundup. Because studies shows it's caused this ailment, this lawsuit exists. And you said that he was diagnosed in 2018, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, was that beginning of 2018, towards the end or middle?
March 5th of 2018.
So 3/5/2018. Okay.
Yes.
And okay, 3/5/2018. And he was, again, he was, let's see, 2018, 1964. He was 54 years old.
Yes.
Okay. 54. Okay. Now, what, yes or no for the following questions? Your answer, you're going to be answering all these questions on behalf of your spouse. Did your spouse spray Roundup within 20 years of his initial diagnosis?
Oh yeah, twenty
Okay.
years.
Yes.
That was yeah, absolutely.
And has ha, did your husband spray Roundup for a minimum of 2 years?
I mean,
At least 2 years. Did he spray Roundup?
yeah, I mean,
Okay.
yeah,
Okay. And then to the best, all of this is just an estimate, and approximately to, you know, to the best of your knowledge, how many years did your husband sprayed Roundup?
Oh my gosh, I mean, we always had it. It's hard for me to like give an answer to that because, you
No
know, I mean,
worries.
I wasn't
In
necessarily
general.
always around, but yeah, I mean, we always had it
Yeah, it's just an
here. And
estimate.
okay, say the question again so I'll.
How many years did your husband spray Roundup in general?
Oh. Gosh, I don't know. We were married for 27 years, so
Okay. And did he spray Roundup since your marriage, your
oh
wedding,
yeah, yes,
or even before your wedding?
I don't know what he was doing before I married him.
Okay. So throughout throughout your marriage, he was spraying Roundup.
Yeah.
So would you say like 27 years?
I mean, yeah, I would say so. I mean, you know,
Okay.
I mean, these are kind of hard to answer because I don't know the exact number,
It's an
but I know that,
estimate,
yeah,
not an exact number.
I just know that we always had it. He used it,
Absolutely.
and when he got sick, he was like, "Do you think that's what it is?" And I was like, "I don't know." And we asked the doctor, but he was really, really sick. And I
Yeah.
think the doctor was just like trying to work on,
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so
and
sorry to hear
so,
that.
yeah, so it
I'm
was just
really
kind of,
sorry.
and so, and then he passed away, and then I started kind of cleaning out the garage and everything. I threw all of it away.
Okay.
I mean, I threw, you know, I just, you know, I just threw it all
Yeah. Well, we
away.
just, yeah, as far as this question, again, it's to the best of your remembrance. It's approximate. It's not an exact number. We just need to know, you know, how many years do do you think he sprayed Roundup?
I don't know. We can go for 27.
Okay. So around 27 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and yes or no to the following question. Did your husband spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
In total?
It's just
Yeah.
asking if he sprayed Roundup
Yes.
for at least 10 days or more. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then
Yeah.
let's say for 27 years, did he spray, how many times per month would you say he sprayed? Like four times, five times, six
I
times?
mean, I don't, you know, I don't know because I wasn't always around, you know.
It's just an estimate.
I don't even know a number to tell you. I mean, he wasn't like spraying it every day or anything like that. It was just,
Right. So like monthly, would you say he sprayed probably like what, how many times a month? Like once, twice, three times, like how many would you
I
say?
don't know. I mean, maybe once a month. Maybe I'm just not sure.
Right. I mean, again, it's just an estimate. What would you like me to, you know, base it on off of? Like how many times a month would you say he sprayed? Because the question is asking how many hours of exposure did he spray Roundup in his lifetime. But again, we can use an estimate. So
Yeah.
whatever you tell me, I'm gonna try and help you, you know, find out how many hours, because you know it was your spouse.
I would say twice. I mean, and then
Like twice a
he,
month.
and yeah, and then he was also, used it at the shop where he worked.
Okay, so
It
twice a
was,
month for 27
yeah,
days.
and I can't answer for those numbers because I wasn't,
Oh,
I didn't see,
100%. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Right. We just need what you believe to be true, you know. Again, it's an estimate. They're not it's not a exact. But you
I
would
mean, does anybody know exact?
No, it's just an
I mean, it's
estimate.
just a, yeah.
Again, it's an estimate. So,
Yeah.
you said
I
about
mean, put it like
two
this. It was
times a month.
enough. I mean, it was enough for him to say, "Do you think that this is because of that? I mean, do you think I've
Right.
got this because of that?"
Totally. Would so would you say it was like two so you said it was around two times a month for 27 years? Okay. And each session, like would he spray, you said he sprayed at work, and what where else did he spray? Did he spray at home?
I mean, around the house.
Like in the
And I,
yard or something?
yeah,
Okay, so if he sprayed around, like let's say, would he spend around, like how long would he each, like let's say he sprayed, you know, that day, how long would you think he would spray for?
I mean, it's not like we have a huge yard or anything.
Because the sprayer itself is tiny, so like, would you say like,
I'm just trying to think. I don't know. 15, 20 minutes. I don't know.
Okay, so like 20 minutes. So 20 minutes every time he sprayed, approximately two times per month for 27 years. Okay, one moment, okay. I'm just trying to do the calculation and how many hours he sprayed. Would that be, okay, so 20 minutes twice a month is equivalent to 40 minutes per month over 27 years span. That's about 12 times 27 is 324 months. That's 40 minutes per month. So 40 times 324 months, that's 12,960 minutes. Divide that by 60, that's about 216 hours over 27 years. Does that sound pretty close?
It just, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're doing the math, it just, I mean, on it, I just, I, you know, I just can't give exact numbers, but that's about
Right.
as
Yeah.
normal as I can
To the
get.
best of your knowledge, would
Yes,
you
to the
say
best of my
around
knowledge.
216
Yes.
hours? Okay. And then how long did he spray Roundup before he was diagnosed? Would you say that he sprayed at least, like, was he spraying it leading up to before he was diagnosed, even after his diagnosis?
No, he was not able to do that after he was diagnosed.
Okay, but before he was diagnosed, was he using Roundup? Okay, and would you say, I mean, you said it was 27 years around that, you know, to the best of your knowledge. Would you say that was at least a year before his diagnosis that he sprayed Roundup?
Okay, hold on, back up. Ask me that question again.
I apologize, that was pretty long. How would you like would you say that he sprayed at least 1 year before his diagnosis?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay. And then approximately, when would you say your husband stopped spraying Roundup? Because he was diagnosed in
In March.
2018. So
I mean, I would say,
approximately.
okay, so if it was March of 2018, I would say that, it would have been
2017, 2018.
Yeah, it was, I mean, yeah, of 2017.
Okay. So
Because he was, I
approximately.
mean, yeah, because he, even though that's when he got diagnosed, he was pretty, he had started getting sick in 2017. But
Okay.
that was towards the winter time. But so it could
Yeah.
have been. So what I mean, I would say so in the, back in the summer, back before he got,
Okay.
sick.
So would that be around like August, June, July, or what
Yeah.
month would you say that was when he started? Approximate, to the best of your knowledge.
Well, it's just August.
August, okay. So 8/1/2017, to the best of your knowledge. Would you say that's pretty accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And then how was he exposed to Roundup? Did he spray the Roundup himself? He sprayed it,
Yes.
right? Okay.
Yes.
And so he was directly exposed because he was the one that was spraying it.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then what was the purpose of his exposure or the purpose of his spraying? Was it for, because you said he sprayed at work and he also, but he
Well,
mostly
no,
sprayed at home.
I mean, I can't really, I probably shouldn't have said that because I cannot
Mostly
truthfully
at home.
answer that. I can't answer about that.
Right. But you said that he sprayed it around the yard at
Oh,
home.
yeah.
So residential purposes.
Yes.
Okay. And was your spouse a resident or a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And prior to his, I guess, did your husband have, was he, did he had more than one? Okay, so just, I guess, did he have more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis after his initial diagnosis?
I'm not sure how to so he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma
2018,
in March
right?
in 2018,
Mm-hmm.
and then he went through his treatments, and then towards the end of 2018, after he had his treatments, he come back. And it looked like the cancer was gone. It was,
Okay, but
and then
has he had any other diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
only after he got after he was cleared from it,
Mm-hmm.
then 4 years late, I guess it was 4 years later, he was diagnosed with it again.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. So, besides non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, has he had anything more than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry, this question is kind of confusing. so I guess for this yes or no, has your husband had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis? Like a subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or just non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Just the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay, so no subtype. He wasn't diagnosed with
It was
anything.
called, they called it large cell B cell non-Hodgkin's
Non-Hodgkin's
lymphoma.
lymphoma. Okay. So for that, would you say yes or no?
Well, I mean, the only thing, this is what I can say, is that he got sick and they diagnosed him with large cell B cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He then did his treatments, and then after his treatments were over, he was cleared. He was cancer
He was
free.
in remission.
Yes. And then in 2020,
A few years later, he said he was
and
diagnosed
then
again.
in 2022, or he was starting to feel bad and look bad, and he went to the doctor, and then he had it again. So I
Okay.
don't know if that's one big one or if that's two different ones. It was
Gotcha.
the That's the only thing I know how to tell you.
Okay. Okay, so he had a remission. Okay, let me just make a note of that real quick. Okay. 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 And you are the next of kin, correct? You're the spouse.
I am.
Okay. And do you have authority to sign on behalf of your spouse, the injured party, as the spouse? I'm
I
assuming you have
mean,
authority, correct?
yeah, I mean,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay. All right. One moment, please. Okay. All right. And then, as it has an estate been opened for your spouse? Yes or no?
Okay, it has an estate been open for
Yes.
him?
Does that sound familiar?
Why would there be an estate open up for him?
Like, for example, if there was an executor of a state, if there was an estate.
Yeah, I mean, we had our wills drawn up and everything, and I was the one, or if something happened to me, he was the one. I mean, like the
I
like
guess,
our assets were, or I mean, the assets were in my name.
in your name,
Of
okay.
all, everything we had was in my name too. It was in both of our names, all of our assets.
Okay. And I guess for that question, it's just asking yes or no if an estate has been opened.
Like one, like probate or something.
An estate, so like if.
Because I don't under, I'm you're gonna have to explain estate to me a little bit.
No worries. So, okay. So what an estate means is it's pretty much like assets, property, liabilities, anything that belonged to them. Was there an open estate for that? Like, did they open an estate, or is there no?
And no, we, I mean, there was no reason. I mean,
Okay, so
we own, we like we didn't have any, like everything we had was paid for, our
okay.
homes, our cars, everything we had, we didn't, there wasn't, it was, I mean, there was no reason for that.
So no for that then. The answer is no. Okay. And did any colleagues, neighbors, or anyone else in the home spray Roundup, or was it just your husband?
Just him.
Just him. Okay. Now for the following questions, if you could simply answer yes or no, it's just asking for any conditions that your husband had, if any. HIV or AIDS,
No.
organ transplant,
No.
autoimmune disease,
No.
hepatitis B,
No.
hepatitis C,
No.
Epstein-Barr,
No.
rheumatoid arthritis,
No.
lupus.
No.
Okay. Diabetes mellitus.
No.
Okay. All right. And has was did his was there any other cancers that were requiring chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Okay. And then, okay, give me one moment. All right. And you said that he had a, with the diagnosis of his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, he was in remission. What year was he in remission?
Okay, so in 2018 in March, that's when he got diagnosed. And so they immediately started doing his treatments. And that took us until August or September of 2018.
Okay.
And so when they did the PET scan that time, it came back that the cancer was gone. And but we still had to go back every 6 months or whatever. And he started getting better. He went back to work. He was doing all the things and gained his weight back and did all that. And then in 2022, like the beginning of 2022, he started having the same symptoms again of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so I went to the doctor, and in again it was March, and it was because our daughter got married, that's how come I remember. So we went
Okay.
back to the and we went to so in 2022 in March we went back to the doctor, and they did the test, and they said that it was back, which they said at the beginning that there was a chance that it would come back.
And what was the date of that secondary diagnosis?
It was, and I don't have the exact date, but it was March, it was closer to the end of March of 2022.
2022. Okay. And that would have been, you said closer to the end of March. So would you like me to put like the 20th, the 30th,
Let's see,
the
she got married.
29th?
No, she got married. Hang on, she got married on the 12th. I don't know. Let's just say I don't know, the 20th. I don't know. I'm just,
Okay.
it
Yeah,
was
it's just
sometime after that.
so like 3/20/2022.
Something, yeah, somewhere around in
Okay.
there.
Okay. Again, I'm so sorry to hear that. And as far as the okay, the information regarding so for confirmation purposes, would you please verify the spelling of your spouse's legal first name?
Yes, R-A-Y, Ray.
And last name.
Birch, BURCH.
I have Ray, RAY, last name Birch, BURCH. And could
Yes.
you kindly confirm your spouse's gender for me, please?
Are you serious?
It's one of the questions. It's just for HIPAA compliance. Yeah, we have to ask.
Yeah, he was a male.
Thank you.
I just can't
Yeah,
believe that.
it's a question that we have to ask. And then so he was your spouse. And then as far as his date of birth, you said it was 1964, correct?
Yes.
And what was the month and day?
February 6th, 1964.
Okay. All right. And then what was the his date of death?
August 10th, 2022.
So 8/10/2022. Okay. So he was born in 64. So 2022. He was 58 when he passed, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And for security purposes, what's your spouse's social? If you don't feel comfortable with the full social, you can just do the last four.
Seven 9 1 5.
Okay, just to confirm, I have 7915. Now, for this question, how did you or your spouse or the family learn of the connection between Roundup and the injury, the diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Well, I mean, it's just, it's on every other commercial.
So
And
commercials.
yeah,
Okay. And when would you say that was, that your spouse or the family became aware that his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis have been related to Roundup? What would you say was the,
Well, now I can't say that I can't, I mean, I can't tell you that that's what caused it because, I don't know. The doctors said they didn't know,
It's just asking if it may have. So it's just asking when did you guys come in, became aware
Well,
that it may have
I
been
mean,
related to Roundup?
we've been hearing about it for, ever and ever. And
Okay.
then when we got the, and then when this happened, you automatically think, oh, is that
Right.
what it was?
Right. So when was that? When you became aware of that, would you say?
I mean, I don't know. It was, it been, it's been on the news. I mean, it's been on TV for, forever. And, it was enough for us to think. I mean, it was enough. I don't know how long it was. I just remember when it all happened, he said, "Do you think that that's what
Yeah,
it caused it?"
what
And the doctor was like, "No." And but they were, I don't know. It's really
Yeah.
weird.
When your spouse asked that question, what year was that?
2018.
Okay, so 2018. And he was diagnosed March 2018. Would you say it was around the same month or
That
after?
he asked about that.
Yeah, he was just
Yeah,
asking.
it was all around the same time, yeah.
The same time. Okay, did you want me to just put March 5th, so
Yeah.
3/5/2018? Okay. All right. And it is asking the height for HIPAA. What's the height of your spouse?
He was, he was
It's an
six
estimate.
four, six,
Okay.
yes, he was 6'4".
Okay. And what was his weight that you could remember?
Okay, so before he got sick, he weighed about 235 or 40 pounds. And then when he got the cancer, he got down to 127. I think he weighed 127 or 25 when he died.
125. Okay. And his, you said that his date of death was 8/10/2022.
August 10th, yes, 22.
Okay. And then the cause of death, was it the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Okay. And for confirmation, would you kindly please spell out your spelling of your first name?
Mine,
Yes, this is the same.
Kim, KIM.
Same last name.
Correct.
Okay, so for the legal first name, I have KIM Birch, BURCH. Kim Birch, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. And then, okay. One moment. And are you currently married, Kim? Did you
No.
remarry? No. Okay. But you were married to your spouse, correct? When
Yeah, we
before
were
you got
married,
married. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. One moment. All right. And then what is your date of birth, Kim?
12/7/1971.
I have 12/7/1971. Is that correct? Okay. And I do wanted to confirm, since you are the spouse, that you are the formal next of kin for your husband, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then for security purposes, your social. Again, if you don't feel comfortable with the full thing, you can just do the last four.
Well, I mean, I just don't feel comfortable with it at all, to be honest.
I totally understand that, but the attorneys would need this to verify the validity of the information.
7302.
Okay, just to confirm, I have 7302. Okay, and the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Yes, it's a smartphone.
Okay, and then what's the primary email?
It's my name. It's Kim A. Birch, the number 7 at gmail.com.
Okay, so Miss Birch, I have KIMABURCH number 7 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then the phone number that we have here for you, Miss Birch, is 615-337-6511. And is this a mobile number?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. One moment, please. Okay. All right. And then for the phone number, it's asking for your spouse's phone number. Do you want me to just put your phone number? The 615-337-6511.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And it was okay, we're almost done here. It's Miss Birch, your spouse's name, Ray Birch. Is that a nickname or is that his legal first name?
That's his legal first name.
Legal first name. Okay. BURCH. Okay. RAYBURCH. And then for the following questions, Ms. Birch, if you could kindly say respond yes or no. Do you have documents supporting that you are the next of kin, that you are, that you have power to sign over any documents for your husband? You have proof of those, correct? Like marriage certificate or okay. And do you have letters of testamentary?
No, I don't know why I would need those.
Okay. They're just asking whether or not you have you have letter of testamentary. Do you have
Yeah.
de and do you have death certificate?
The what kind of certificate?
Death certificate?
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Okay. All right. And then, okay, give me just one moment. And just to confirm of what we just talked about earlier, you said that your spouse about twice per month that he sprayed Roundup approximately, which is about let me just do the math real quick again. So twice per month. about 24 times a year, right? Because 2 times 12 is 24. To the best of your remembrance, right?
Yes.
And then,
Yes.
okay, so if he sprayed for 27 years, I'm assuming that he started spraying and because he stopped spraying and let me just see what we have here. Okay, so he stopped spraying around 2017. So 2017. Would you say that he started spraying around up in 1990, around that time? That would have
I
been
mean,
27 years.
I'm just gonna say yes, 'cause I
Okay.
don't know for sure.
Absolutely. Again, it's just an estimate based off of, what you provided earlier. And do you know if your spouse used any protective gear when applying Roundup? Yes or no?
Like, what would that entail? Like, what?
Like
Like a
any
mask or
mask, anything that would protect
no,
him? No? Okay.
no, no.
Oh, okay. And you said that he applied residential. Okay. Okay. And okay, residential area. And would that be, you said the yard, right?
Yes.
The yard. Okay. And what state did your spouse use the product?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay. And how was, I'm assuming he was first exposed to Roundup through spraying in your yard, right? So directly exposed. Spraying. Okay. Okay, so it was your residential surroundings. And then I'm assuming, I mean, your spouse, he personally sprayed Roundup, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. And would you say that he is asking how often he was present during the application? I'm assuming it's 100% of the time that he was.
Yes. He would have to be 100% present to do it,
Right.
yes.
I'm so sorry. Some of these
That's
questions.
okay.
It's just to help, help the case, make it as strong as possible,
Yes.
And okay, so since and then, okay, so you said he was around 27 years. That would have been 2 times a month, so 2 times 12. He was exposed to Roundup in his lifetime around 648 times, would you say?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then did you guys get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. And for the following, the rest of the questions, if you could simply answer yes or no, have your husband been exposed to any other herbicides to the best of your knowledge?
No.
Okay. And then has he ever been exposed to benzene?
What is that?
It's a type of chemical. Specifically, benzene is it's a colorless it's a flammable liquid and it evaporates quickly. It's a type of chemical. I mean, to the best of your, remembrance.
I don't, I mean, how would you come in contact with it though?
It would be in it's used. I'm not really sure as to like what kind of products, but other herbicides would have, I believe, would have benzene.
Yeah.
Would you?
I don't know. I'll just get this. I don't know. I guess I'll just say no. I don't know.
Okay. And do you know if your husband's been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
No? Okay. All right. And then what type of product did he use? Was it the one that was already, did he just buy and spray, or did he like mix it together?
No, it was just, I never saw him mixing anything together. I guess he just bought it the way it
Gotcha.
was.
So was it like pre-mixed already? Okay. And then for this question, Miss Birch, it's simply yes, no, or don't know. Did your husband purchase Roundup from a company that is either incorporated or has a principal place of business in the same state as the plaintiff, California or Illinois?
Okay, hold on. Back up and ask me that question again.
Did your husband purchase Roundup from a company that's either incorporated or has a principal of place of business in the same state as California or Illinois? It's either
No.
yes, no, or don't know.
I mean, I if I understand it correctly, you're asking, did he buy it in one of those states?
If any company that's incorporated or has a place of business in the state of California or Illinois.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure.
Don't
I
know?
don't know.
Okay.
I don't know about Home Depot and Lowe's. That's where he would have gotten it from.
Okay, so Home Depot and Lowe's, but you don't know about the other question, right?
No, I do
Okay,
not.
I'll just put don't know then.
Okay.
And then you said he purchased it from Home Depot and Lowe's.
Or Lowe's, I don't know. It's just, that's just where he went.
Okay. And for the following questions, I mean, if you could simply answer yes or no, are there any receipts that he pur of Roundup purchases left?
No.
Okay. And are there any Roundups in your possession, like in the shed?
No, because
No.
I threw them all away.
Okay. And has your spouse ever been a smoker?
Never.
Okay. And okay. And has he ever served in the military?
No.
Okay. All right. One moment, please. Okay. All right. Okay, Miss Birch. And have your husband ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
No. Has he ever filed for disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Has he ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And other than traffic offenses like parking tickets, has he ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And do you remember what is the name of the diagnosing physician that that you guys were working with?
His name, Carlos, Carlos Bashir.
Okay, and he's a medical doctor in Tennessee.
Yes,
Which
he's an oncologist. Yeah, he's an oncologist. Now, I'm not for sure if he's still here in the States. I'm not sure.
that's fine.
But that's the original doctor.
Okay, and what city in Tennessee?
Nashville.
Nashville. Okay. I'm trying to find Dr. Carlos Bashir. Okay. And is that Bashir, Bashir?
I don't really remember how it was
No worries. Okay. But it was Dr. Carlos.
spelled. Yes.
Carlos. And what's the name? What was the facility where he was diagnosed?
It was the Sarah Cannon Cancer Center, and it's affiliated with Centennial Hospital.
Okay. So Sarah Cannon Cancer Institute in 241 Patterson Street, Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. Let me just make a note of that. Okay. And it was affiliated with, is it TriStar Medical Center?
Think it is TriStar.
The TriStar Centennial.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. That's right.
And do you remember, okay, let me put a note here. Oops. Okay. And as far as the this question, how has his diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma impacted his life?
Well, it killed him.
I'm so
I
sorry to
mean,
hear that.
he died of a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, so that would be a big effect on him.
Okay.
I mean, it was, you know, it was pretty bad. I mean, like, he couldn't walk. He couldn't, he just, it, I mean, he was just bedbound, from taking the, the chemo and all the drugs to get rid of the can, if the disease doesn't kill you, the cure will. It's almost like, but yeah, it was,
I'm really sorry to hear that.
yeah, it was, I mean, it was pretty, not something you won't look at every day, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. So you said that it, ultimately it led to, their death. But prior to passing, they were non-ambulatory and confined to bed, largely due to the effects of chemotherapy and prescribed medication.
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, because when he got the when they did a second round of chemo, and
Yeah.
and then he, like when they gave him that chemo, he never got out of bed. He never walked again.
I'm so sorry to hear
And
that.
so that was like, and that was like from March until August.
Okay. And I'm assuming that there you have medical records, you're able to obtain medical records. There's medical records stating that your spouse was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, is that right?
Yes, and
Okay.
it's what it says on the death certificate.
And the hospital name, was it at the Sarah Cannon Cancer Institute?
Yes.
For the treatment hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And the healthcare facility was also Sarah Cannon Cancer Institute.
Yeah, I mean, it's Sarah Cannon, but they're connected. I mean, the building's
The
actually connected with
TriStar.
Centennial.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
Centennial. TriStar, excuse me, the TriStar Centennial Medical Center. Did you want me to put TriStar
Right.
Medical Center for the healthcare?
I mean, he was in, I mean, he was in both places, sometimes he was,
Okay.
but I mean, mainly, I mean, for the cancer treatment, all of that was from, Sarah Cannon. But, he was also at the hospital,
The TriStar
the
Centennial.
Centennial, for,
Yeah.
other things that was
Yeah.
going on with that.
That's also located, it's the same place. It looks
Yeah, it's
like
on
20,
Patterson.
yeah, the 2300 South Patterson Street, Nashville. Okay. And that was Dr. Carlos, correct? The treatment
Dr.
doctor.
Bashir, yes, Dr. Bashir was his was the first one, was his the one that, he was, the main one, when you're, well, I don't know how familiar you are, but all the cancer doctors take turns coming in and seeing you. So
Absolutely.
I can't remember,
Yeah.
I can't remember all their
That's
names.
fine. Did you want me to put Dr. Carlos Beshear for those?
Yeah,
Okay.
sure.
And then for the treatment date at the hospital and the healthcare, would you like me to put the same day he was diagnosed, or was it after he was diagnosed?
Like when he started getting his treatment.
Yes.
Okay, let's see.
He was diagnosed March 5th of 2018.
He was on March 5th, and I think it was around, let's see, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 11th. Somewhere around mid-March is
Okay.
when they started it.
So would you like me to put the 15th, 20th?
Yeah,
Because
that's perfect.
the 15th? Okay. So 3, 15, 2018. And what type of treatment did he receive? You said it was chemotherapy.
Yes.
Okay. What about for the second diagnosis when he was diagnosed again? Was it also chemotherapy?
It was chemotherapy, but it was a different chemotherapy. They say that you can't give him, like, the one chemotherapy that he got him, cleared up from the cancer. Well, they can't give that to you twice, so
Gotcha.
they had to give him another one.
Okay.
And
So for
so, yeah.
the first diagnosis, when he was diagnosed for the first time, it was chemotherapy. And then any was he did he have any stem cell transplant, radiation, any?
No, the
No.
second time around, when they gave him the chemo, they were trying to get him well enough so that they could do the stem cell,
But they
and
didn't do it, or
but they didn't do it. He was never, after he did the chemo, he was never strong enough. He couldn't walk. He
I'm sorry.
couldn't do it all. So yeah,
So,
but that was going to be the next step, was the stem cell.
okay. So for the secondary diagnosis, the second time he was diagnosed, he was also treated with chemotherapy, right?
Correct.
And what was the other one? Was it a chemo drug or chemo pill?
It was, well, it, I mean, he had to have a port put in, and so
Surgery.
they put the medicine through the port.
I see. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you said it was a cord that they put the
A
medicine through.
port,
Oh, a
a
port.
port.
Okay.
They put it like kind of up around the top of your chest, and then they you go when you go to have it, they just take the medicine and they hook it up into that port, and it gets into your system. That's how
Is
they
it
do
called a chemotherapy port? It's a small
it.
implantable device.
Yeah, I mean, if you said that, anybody that is around that would know. It's a port.
Yeah.
Everybody has to get it.
Chemo port. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. And what's the primary address?
Home,
Yes.
4024 Windwood Lane, Nashville, 37214.
Okay, just to confirm, Ms. Birch, I have 4024 with Windwood Lane, Nashville, Tennessee, 37214. That's Davidson County, is that right?
Correct.
Now, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we are unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we've found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does this emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
That would be our daughter. And no, she doesn't live with me.
Okay. What's the name of the emergency contact?
Okay, so her name is Lexi Bird. I'm sorry, sorry, Lexi Law, LAW.
Lexi Law. So LEX. Y?
IE.
Oh, I-E, okay. LEXIE, Law, LAW. And what is Lexi's phone number?
Okay, so it's 615-739-8350, and that's a cell phone.
Okay, so I have 615-739-8350.
Yes.
And this is your child, correct?
Yes, it's our child.
Okay. And permission to
But she's
call you?
28. She's 28, so she's grown.
Okay.
I'm
Thank
not
you.
giving you a 13-year-old or
No,
anything like
yeah. It's just the
that.
proper, they're just asking for
Yeah.
the proper relationship. And so we do have permission to contact your daughter in case for we are unable to contact for any emergency reasons, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment, please. Okay, Miss Birch, if you don't mind, I'm just gonna put you on a brief hold as I go over and just make sure everything's correct, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll be right back. Please stay on the
Okay.
line. Give me one moment.